Today, we continue with our series honoring veterans. Yesterday, we told you about the Arkansas Military Veterans Hall of Fame. The newly established hall will recognize those who served our country. The first induction ceremony will be held Friday night in Conway at the Agora Center. Plans are to have the Hall of Fame housed at the state capitol in Little Rock. Dr. Dennis White says the first class of veterans to be inducted into the Hall of Fame will be 15 men. Two are from Jonesboro, the rest are from all over the state, from Pine Bluff to El Dorado to Little Rock and North Little Rock to Fayetteville and Fort Smith and other areas. White says the committee made the careful selections.
By the way, we had one of the leaders of the Arkansas Department of Veteran Affairs sit in on all of these because we were very conscious that they'd be completely above reproach. And once the committee made its recommendations, then the board of directors would come, review, and select the list. And if we had a problem with anyone, then that would be identified, sent back to the committee. We had no problems with the list. And 15 men were selected. Women are eligible, too. It just happened that no one were nominated this time.
And White says they're excited to have this Hall of Fame established.
Arkansas is one of those states which is, as a rule, supportive of veterans. There are some states where veterans are not treated quite as well, and I don't know what the reason is, and I won't speculate for it. So in Arkansas, where we have a very veteran-friendly state, to not have a Hall of Fame seemed to me more of an oversight than anything else, and we're excited to help correct that oversight.
And White says there are two categories in which veterans will be selected for the Hall of Fame.
Category one consists of veterans who were nominated for valor, that is, for what they did in combat. Category two are veterans who were nominated because of the service that they gave. It could be that you have a veteran who, for whatever reason, never served in a war because there was not one while they were serving. From 1953 up to 1961, other than little hot spots here and there, we didn't have wars. And therefore, there has to be a mechanism because people served during those times.
And he also says the Arkansas Congressional Medal of Honor recipients are automatically placed into the Hall of Fame.
We have the names of all of the Medal of Honor winners of the state of Arkansas. It goes from July 21st, 1861, all the way up to Nick Bacon, who won. One is not a word you use with Medal of Honor. Was awarded his in August of 1968. Mr. Bacon just died just about a year ago, I think. Said all that to say this. Everybody who is an Arkansas native who was awarded a Medal of Honor are automatically inducted into the Veterans Hall of Fame.
And White says there are a good number of Congressional Medal of Honor winners.
And it is also interesting that there are 25 Medal of Honor winners. And if you look at the Arkansas state flag, there are 25 stars that surround the word Arkansas in the Arkansas state flag. That's not why the 25 stars are there, because we're the 25th state that was brought into the Union.
Right.
But it seems a wonderful coincidence that we have 25 Medal of Honor winners, 25 stars in our flag.
And that's Dr. Dennis White. Now we'll continue with our series tomorrow at 7:30 on KASU as we'll continue our focus on the Arkansas Military Veterans Hall of Fame. We'll focus tomorrow on the individual recipients. Induction ceremonies will take place Friday night at 6 at the Agora Center in Conway. 888-329-3845 is the number to call for ticket information, or you can log on to www.amvhof.org.